The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Yapapa rakata kaba itulashkere, marakata kaba itali, lipapa rukutu kaba yakata kaba sta, lipapa rikiteke brutu kaba rababata. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Resurrection power for today is coming your way. Power for today is coming your way. Power for today has just begun. Ali Barika to the Pretic Barata,
Rakata Cabara,
Ipepeke Brutu Cabara, Ipepeke Baruku to Caba Italy, Beshekeke Barra, Ipepeke Baruku to Caba Italy,
Beshekeke
Baruku to Caba Italy, Baruku to Caba Italy, Baruku to Caba Italy, Baruku to Caba
Italy, Baruku to Caba Italy, Baruku to Caba. We thank you, Lord, for this blessed day, this day that you have made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for sending your spirit to quicken our mortal bodies. We are grateful for the gift of another day like this. We bless you, we celebrate you this morning, thanking you for all that you have been doing for us. We appreciate you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We celebrate you, we say thank you, blessed Lord, for there is none like you, O God. We thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for
yes,
your
Lord,
faithfulness.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord,
thank
yes,
you for your goodness
yes,
and
Lord,
mercy,
yes,
your kindness.
Yes, Lord, yes,
Father,
Lord,
we,
yes, Lord.
We say thank you, Lord. We are grateful for how you are handling us, for how, oh God, you are with us, your children. We say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, Spirit of the living God, we commit everything we are coming to do here into your hands. We hand over everything unto you. Come and lead us. Come and take your seat. Come and lead. Come and take charge. Come and give the word of exhortation and the prayer point. Download them all. And let the session be another wonderful time in your presence and under your feet. Holy Ghost, take charge of this morning's program. Reign and rule and take charge. Reign and rule and take charge. Reign and rule. Lead us, O God. Thank
yes,
you
Lord,
for the
yes,
gift.
Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Shalla, Papa,
thank you for the blood of Jesus. For we are redeemed by the blood.
We are redeemed by the blood.
We are justified 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 by the blood.
Yes, Lord.
We are cleansed by the blood.
We are
washed
by the
blood.
We enter by the blood.
We are qualified by the blood.
We enter your presence by the blood.
We enter by the blood.
Throne room this morning with our request by the blood, with our prayers by the blood, we begin by the blood. Yes, Lord, saturate our atmosphere and environment with the blood. Yes, thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the name of Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Holy Ghost and the blood that is saturating our atmosphere, to saturate our environment, to saturate the studio for us. Yes, let your presence through this opening and let your angels, O Lord, encamp around us. Take charge, we pray. Watch over us, Lord. Take us through today's program. We are in your hands, Lord. We surrender everything to you. Thank
yes,
you
Lord.
For the gift of
yes,
the Holy
Lord.
Spirit,
yes, Lord.
The gift
yes,
of your
yes,
word,
Lord.
The gift of the name of Jesus, the gift of his blood and everything that you have given to us that pertains to life and godliness. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are highly appreciative of all that you have done for us, of all that you are continuing to do. Yes, take your glory, Lord.
unto be all the honor, unto be all the adoration.
Glory with you. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Kabo, Rikata Kabande, Ilapa Karama Santa Kabaya, Liparako Takavazikiande, Liprekete Kabara, Makato Kabande, Ilapa Takava Sande, Ilapa Rakata Kabara. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Karama itali karuta kama itali bisheke. Oh, Rababa itakule masikule maraka.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, who also who is and who is to come. Itakabaya.
Ili papa rakata kabaya katakabaya. Wevali kara, oh salaba andia, imasura baita kuri masanta lebasha. You are worthy, 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 you are worthy. You alone deserve the glory, you alone deserve the worship, you alone deserve the adoration,
kabaraba shata. Yes, Lord, honor. Might and power, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Worthy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. Yes, Lord, we celebrate you this day. Yes, we say you are worthy. Take your glory, take your glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you to today, Power for Today. Today, the fifth day of August 2023, in the year of our Lord, in the month of August, the month of Av, A-V, whose symbol is lion, is a roaring month, is a roaring month, because a lot of evil, the devil roar, and so the church must also roar. Yes, the eighth month of our August. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi Down, near Ebony Hotel. Yes, near Ebony Hotel, Kotobabi Down. In fact, people don't want me to say Pig Farm Down. That place actually Pig Farm Down. Kotobabi Down is actually at the other side. Sometimes people get confused. But they prefer that I should say Kotobabi Down. So you should let people know where you are coming from. Yes, when they think you are living among pigs, and they come and see that you are living in air condition, their impressions about you changes. That is my philosophy. If you are living among pigs, tell everybody that I'm living among pigs. Let them condemn you. Let them look down on you. Let them just, but the day they come and see where you live, the day they come and see you, the day they come and enter your office, the day they enter your, the day they experience something, their impression about you changes forever. It changes forever. That's my philosophy. Yes, that's my philosophy. How to change people's impression about you. Make yourself very low. Like some of our generals, you see them in the church. They look so simple. When you get to know who they are, when I was telling a pastor who some people are, he started shaking. Say, hey, he started shaking. That is good. So I welcome you once again. Yes, this morning, today is a holiday for us in Ghana. Today is a holiday for us in Ghana. But you know, The system has become such that there are no more holidays. Even holidays, sometimes they say, come to work, do this, do that. So let's take it as it goes. And as we are aware, Christianity has never operated in a convenient environment. Christianity, the church, has never operated in a convenient environment. Even in the Old Testament, the Israelites were in captivity. When they came out of captivity, they entered the wilderness, 40 years in the wilderness. No convenience. No convenience. That is how it is. So you must make time. Time doesn't come. You must make effort. You must create your own convenience to serve God, to have time for God. I am telling you, Christianity. Oh God, I'm so grateful. The Lord is just teaching me new things. I mean, refining my theology and my doctrine. Oh, it is raining. Today I can't go to church. Oh, it is this. Let me ask you. If somebody has planned to meet you at the Accra Mall to give you $100,000, $100,000 check, and it is raining heavily, and he says, please, today is the day, whether rain or shine, today is the only day I have for you. I am waiting at Accra Mall. Will you go? Will you go for the 100,000 check? Or you say it is raining? Why is it raining and you say, I can't go to church because it is raining? Why is it so and so and so? I can't go online because my data will finish. Who gives you data? Who gives you the air you are breathing? Who gives you life to even get money to buy data? It is only the living that praises and worship God. The dead cannot. Now that you are alive, this is your time and your turn to do everything to know God, to do everything to have God inside you properly, to do everything to grow in God, not just to look for answers. As we are praying, we are getting closer to God. And as you get closer to God, problems just scatter. I'm telling you, things just scatter. One encounter from God, either by prayer, by revelation, by dream, it changes your life for a very long time. There are some problems you will never see again. So, we thank the Lord. I am prefacing this with some of the revelations that the Lord is giving to me. Because Jesus is coming soon. And the Lord said, position my people for me. I am coming for a vibrant church. I am coming for a visionary church. I am coming for a victorious church. I am coming for a prosperous church. I am coming for a lively church. I am coming for a celebrated church. It is in that mood that we should be before Christ comes. And this program is meant to put you in that mood. Yes. These words are creating an atmosphere for you. This morning, our theme is, now is my time or my turn for no rest. For no rest. For no rest. Now is my time or my turn for no rest. I just want you to be the first recipient of the revelation God has been sharing with me around 3 a.m. From 3 a.m., God started sharing a revelation with me. When I try to go and catch sleep, then the Holy Ghost will drop something. I have to get up and write. As the sleep is going, he will drop something. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. Oh, pray for us. Isaiah 62 from verse 6. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, who shall never hold their peace day or night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent. verse 7, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. A praise in the earth. Let me read from other version. He that are Jehovah's remembrance. Take ye no rest and give him no rest. Another version says, upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, have I appointed watchmen all the day and all the night through. Let them not hold their peace. O ye that put Yahweh in mind, do not take rest to yourselves, neither give rest upon him, until he establish and until he set forth Jerusalem as a praise in the earth. Another version, Jerusalem Bible says, on your walls, Jerusalem, I set watchmen, day or night. They must never be silent. You who keep Yahweh mindful must take no rest, nor let him take rest till he has restored Jerusalem and made her the boast of the earth. You see, God is saying that don't give yourself rest and don't give him rest until he has established you and make you somebody about whom people will praise God. When people look at you, they are praising God. When they see the way he has transformed your life, when they see the way he has changed your situation, when they see what God is doing in your life, like today, when people come to the place they call Pig Farm, when people come and see what God has brought out of the former wooden structure in a dirty environment, they are shut up. They can't talk. They are just looking at me like that. I tell them, look, it's not me, it's God. It's not me, it's God. That's what the Bible is saying here. The New English Bible says, I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem, who shall not keep silence day or night. You who invoke the Lord's name, take no rest, give him no rest, until he makes Jerusalem a theme of endless praise on earth. A theme, oh my God, may you become a theme. I say, let God make you a theme. A theme that people will discuss. God is going to begin to do something in your life that you become the talk of the town. That's the meaning here. Yes. Until you become the talk of the town. Give yourself no rest in prayer. In the word. In praying the word. Give yourself no rest in persevering in what you are doing for the Lord. Give yourself no rest in service. Give yourself no rest in sacrifice. Give yourself no rest in exhibiting your faith. Give yourself no rest in giving. Giving your time. Giving your energy. Giving your all to the service of God. Give yourself no rest. In this contest, give him no rest in prayer until he establishes you, until you become the theme of discussion. Until you become the theme of discussion. Look, sometimes, look, it must become bitter before it becomes better. It must become deadlier before it becomes living. It must become worse before it becomes worthy of praise. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. As I do tell people, don't hide. You see, I like living a real life. I like living what? A real life. I am just me. I'm just myself. Look, only on this program that I introduce, Kotoba Bida. And when I go to preach physically, I say Pig Farm. My church is located Pig Farm, Pig Farm, Pig Farm. Pig Farm. The dirtiest place of Accra. But God is changing the place. That's what I say. God is changing the place gradually. Yes. Don't hide what you are going through. If you are hungry, you are growing lean. Let people see you are growing lean. If you have one dress, one shirt, whatever, let people see. So that the day a change has come and a turnaround has come, they have seen the difference. It really pains me that I have no pictures of those days. It pains me. It pains me. I don't have even one picture. Because the pain was too much. The troubles were too much. The difficulties were too much to even think of taking a picture, a photograph. But today I'm telling you, if you are wearing one shirt, the day you are lazy, that torn shoe or sandals, take a picture. Take a picture. When you get to church, let the photographer take you the picture. I'm telling you, that is going to make your day. That is going to make your history and change your story one day. Moffat translation says, I have sentinels upon your walls, Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the former city capital of Israel. But today, Jerusalem represents the church. Jerusalem represents you, the believer in Christ. You, the believer. You are the Jerusalem now. So you can put your name there. Remember, okay. Jerusalem. Who? Let me start again. I have sentinels. You see, that's why I like English. English language has synonyms, different words that you can use. Somebody would like to use watchman. Another one wants to use sentinel. Another one wants to use another thing, a watcher. That's why I like English. There are several options that you can choose from. So, I have sentinels upon your walls, Jerusalem, who never hold their peace by day or night. Remembrances. Wow. I thought I'm the only one who used some of these words. Remembrances of the eternal. Never rest. Never let the eternal rest till it is done. Until he makes Jerusalem renowned on earth. Renowned on earth. Taylor translation says, O Jerusalem, I have set intercessors. So you see, another person has said intercessors on your walls, who shall cry to God all day and all night for the fulfillment of his promises. Take no rest, all you who pray, and give God no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes her respected and admired throughout the earth. Wow, Taylor translation. This is clearer. So you see, the watchman there is talking about what? Intercessors. And you see, this is talking about prophets in the Old Testament. Watchmen, they were prophets, intercessors. And already we have Jesus in heaven who is interceding for us. And so you are being told that you should also give God no rest and give yourself no rest, because intercession is going on. You must become a team player with our Lord Jesus Christ, who is already interceding for you. You should never give up. Like the widow in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8, in the parable that Jesus gave, that there was this widow. And the purpose of that parable is that people should pray and faint not. People should pray and not give up. People should pray. I don't know whether the lady is online who said, I have prayed and 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 prayed. The situation is not changing. I've prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. The same thing. Keep on praying. And find out how you are praying. And then find out how you are living. and find out how you are relating, and then find out from God the corresponding action, if there is something you should do. In Luke 18:1, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not faint. Luke 18:1. Let me read from other version, good speed. He gave them an illustration to show. Another verse, to make it clear. Another verse is that men ought always to pray. How necessary it is for people always to pray. That's another version. And not faint. 20th century translation says, and not be faint hearted. No, that's RM translation. 20th century translation says, and never despair. William says, and never give up. You know, the Bible talks about this judge who neither feared God or cared about man. But this widow kept on. This widow used perseverance or persistency to wear the judge out. The Lord was just teaching me at 3:00 that how to wear your enemy out, how to wear that situation out, how to wear the power behind that situation, the spirit behind that situation. You wear them out by prayer. You wear the enemy out by what? Persistent prayer. You wear the power behind the situation. So now is your time to wear that situation out. To wear that situation out. The widow wore the unjust judge out by persistent prayer. Persistent prayer over situations. Where's the power behind that situation out? Where's the enemy behind that situation out? Persistent prayer produces or births the best out of that situation. Somebody should write it down. Persistent prayer produces or births the best out of that situation. I am telling you, the best out of that situation. So you see, until the answer comes, until there is a change, it has not yet reached the best. God wants to give you a testimony. So you persevere until the testimony comes. Persistent prayer gives birth or produce the best out of things. The best out of the situation. Somebody should write it down. The best out of the situation. Another one you should write down. Persistent prayer produces God's best. God's best in that situation. Persistent prayer produces God's best. God's best. God's best. God's best out of that situation. Do you know why the answer hasn't come? Your prayer is to produce God's best. And when they are, look at people who pray for children. Look at people who pray for children. Abraham. Sorry, childbirth. Look at people who pray for childbirth. Abraham. Look at only one Isaac. Only one Isaac. Look at what Isaac became. Look at Isaac. Isaac had who? Jacob and Esau. Look at Jacob. Look at Esau. They all became great. Jacob prayed for Rahel. Rahel was not having children. Look at the two sons that Rahel had, Joseph and Benjamin. Look at them. You see, prayer produces God's best. Prayer gives you God's best. So you keep on hitting there because the best is yet to come. Somebody should also write it down that prayer wears out. Persistent prayer wears out the enemy behind the situation. Persistent prayer wears out the enemy behind the situation. Persistent prayer wears out the enemy behind the situation. I don't know what again I should say, should write down, because the things are just coming. Write this one also down. Prayer is a spiritual trigger. Prayer is a spiritual trigger. Somebody should write it. Prayer is a spiritual trigger. You know a trigger? A gun. A gun. Where you pull before the bullets will come out. That's what we call the trigger. Prayer is a spiritual trigger. So you pull prayer. You pull the trigger. Then the bullets will be coming out. The bullets are the words you are praying. And that's why we should pray scriptures. We should pray promises. We should pray scriptures. We should pray promises of God. We should pray the prophecies of God. Pray them alive. Pray also in the spirit. Pray also and be led by the spirit. These prayers, the devil cannot touch. He has no antidote to them. Prayer is a spiritual trigger. The bullets are the words that you are praying. And the most potent bullets are praying scripture. Opening the Bible. God, your word says this. You turn it into prayer. That is one of the greatest blessings God has given to me. Turning scriptures into prayer. Oh my God. From Genesis to Revelation. Almost every scripture, I see prayer there. In the beginning, God. So God, begin. God, begin. God, begin. Begin today. Begin this project. You are always the beginner. You are always the beginner. I set God as the beginner. I put God as the beginner. I make God as the beginner of this project. You are finished. You are finished. Even amen is prayer. Oh God, let it be. God, let it be. Let my dream be. Let my testimony be. Because amen means so let it be. Amen, it means so let it be. So you see, amen is prayer. Oh God, let it be. Let it be. Let my dream be. Let my testimony be. Let my so-and-so be. Prayer changes levels. Prayer changes levels. Prayer transforms. Prayer puts you in a strategic position for God to flow. Prayer puts you in a strategic position for God to flow. Write that one also down. Prayer puts you in a strategic position for God to flow. I know someone is writing for me. Prayer puts you, because somebody is tired already. Prayer puts you in a strategic position for God to do what? To flow. Somebody should also write this for me. Prayer downloads God's best. Prayer downloads or delivers God's best. Prayer downloads or delivers God's best. Prayer downloads or delivers God's best. And the last one you should write down for me. Almost we are writing everything. Prayer redeems the time. Prayer redeems your time. Look, do you know that through prayer, the things that it should take you 10 years to achieve, you can achieve them in 2 years. I'm telling you. A place that should take you many years, a level that should take you many years to get to, you will get there in the shortest time. Prayer redeems time. Please, any pastor who doesn't pray, any Christian who doesn't pray, be careful how you take advice from the person. I'm telling you, be careful not to give the person your ears. Look, natural things don't last. Somebody should write it for me. Natural things don't last. Natural things don't last. Natural things don't last. It is things that are produced through prayer that last. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tomorrow I'll give you a special offering for this one. Holy Spirit, I'll add 10 CDs to my offering. Or maybe 20 CDs, Holy Spirit, to my offering for this revelation. Look, natural things don't last. It is things that are birthed through prayer. They last. Because anything that is birthed through prayer, prayer sustains it. Anything that is birthed through prayer, prayer sustains it. Kamayata kabaya. Anything that is birthed through prayer, prayer sustains it. Anything that is birthed through prayer, prayer sustains it. That is why you must birth things by prayer. Youth, marriage. Marriage. The one I want to marry. You think we are worrying you. You think we are bothering you. Sometimes when I'm laying hands at the wedding, I whisper into my wife's ear, this one, it won't work. Because I hear this one, it will not work. This one. After the wedding, what I tell her, this marriage, this and this and this, what will happen? But God said, don't tell them. Because they did not consult me. They chose in the flesh. They had their own agenda. They were going their own way. They were fornicating already before coming to the altar. They were sinning already before coming to the altar. So they came to the altar. The demon was standing by them. Because they have opened the way. Why won't your husband continue to misbehave? Why won't your husband just change suddenly? Why won't your wife not look at you like a man? Why won't your wife look at you and say, you too, this one too, you say, man. When they are calling me, look at it. In fact, a man came to you, was talking about what, he said, pastor, what my wife is doing to me, what pains me, pastor. She will look at me and use her left hand towards me. He said, sure. Also, Merima. Usu ye Merima. Usu uye uyebi. Usu yebiana. Ah. Ye ka Merima. Usu ka. Ah. See, pastor. When my wife said that, pastor, in fact, one of the days I forgot. I forgot that I have a car. I left. I was walking. When a friend said, where is your car? Then I remember that I have a car. I have my key in the pocket. You don't know women. You don't know women. You don't know what is in their mouth. They will tell you something, and your hair will become white immediately. I'm telling you, they will say one word. Your pressure will rise from 120 to 180. You think women are just small children. You don't know. Play with them and you see what will happen to you. When you treat them well, I'm telling you, when you treat them well, they become a blessing to you. That's why we are telling you, birth things through prayer. Not only prayer. When you are praying, you are watching. Business people in marriage, these two areas, everything. Whilst you are praying, you are also watching. The Bible says what? Watch and pray. You study the woman. You study the man. You observe your dreams. When you are having bad dreams, ask God, what are you showing me? The thing you are showing me about this man, what you are showing me about this woman, what does it mean? Are you just showing me who he is that I should help in prayer to change? Or you are showing me that this is the person, you can't go with this? And most of the time, that's it. It doesn't mean that when God shows you something negative about the person is not good. God is only showing you who the person is. And if you have the ability to go along with the person, to share your life with the person without breaking, that's what God is showing you. Yes. So when you weigh yourself and you realize that you can pray and change the person or change the situation, you go along. But when you weigh yourself and you realize that you cannot, you say, God, please, this one, I beg, I cannot. I birthed my wife through prayer, even though we were friends. I didn't just marry because she's a friend. I didn't just marry because she was a classmate. I didn't just marry because she was my SU vice president and vice chapel prefect. No! I birthed through prayer. Through prayer. God showed me, what do you think about this one? And when we began to walk, God showed me the attack of the enemy on her. That her womb has been taken away. She was not to have children. And I was praying in the dream. I said, no. No, bring her womb back. Bring her womb back in the dream. She was standing there. When I met two women, they dressed like doctors. They were in white overall with their stethoscope around their neck. I don't know whether that's the right thing. And they asked me, so this is going to be your wife? Say yes. Do you want to see a womb? I say yes. Then they use something like a stick to touch her tummy. Then the womb, like a balloon, came up beautiful. Then I said, yeah. So this is what is in you. Gladys, this is what is in you. As I was celebrating, the two women disappeared. Then I saw behind me like a big rock was standing. And I saw a Christian brother who represents an angel. Then he was asking me, Della, what have you done to yourself? Have you ever heard that a womb, somebody's womb is removed and is brought back? Why have you allowed your wife's womb to be taken away? How are you going to get it back? This one, only God. Then he disappeared. Then I came into myself. I said, Gladys, what have I done? And you two, when they were asking me whether I want to, you also didn't say anything. Then I put my hand on her tummy in the dream. And I was praying. I said, let the womb come back. 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 Do you know that when a car, an articulator or tipper from one of these charcoal cars at dawn blew the horn, pow, 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 that was what woke me up. Do you know that when I woke up, my hand was on the wall. My hand was on the wall like this. When I opened my eyes, my hand was on the wall and I was praying, praying, praying. Yes, I bring the womb back. I bring the womb back physically. My hand was on the wall. So you see, through prayer, I got to know. So quickly, I wrote to her and said, Gladys, this was what I saw. Let us pray for our childbirth. Let's pray for our childbirth. No wonder. The first contact, she became pregnant. God was proving to us that he answered our prayer. So you see how to birth things in prayer. Birth your business in prayer. Birth your children in prayer. Birth that door in prayer. How much prayer have you invested? How much prayer have you invested in that thing that you are looking for? How much prayer have you invested in that position? How much prayer? But do you know why we need to pray more? Do you think you are the only one who wants that position? Do you think you are the... Pray to maintain even your husband. Pray to maintain your wife. Pray to maintain your children. Some women, to the moment they marry, they become peche. Peche like that. They've gotten the man, so they are free. Who tells you? You are not still free. There are many women who want that man. Their eyes are on the mark. I'm telling you, their eyes are still on the mark. Your wife, you think women, you've married. So women, as for men, they can marry two wives. But women, only one. But let me tell you, women too can pass behind you. I am telling you. Both are not secured. Pray to secure each other. Pray to secure your wife also. Pray to secure your home. Yes, here is a competition here on earth. And even where there is no competition, the enemy doesn't want your good. That's why he's called Satan. Satan means adversary, opposer. Opposer. He opposes everything that is good. Any good must have something negative about it. That's Satan for you. That's why he's also called devil, accuser, a slanderer. Accuser, a slanderer. He's always looking for an opportunity to accuse you. He's using your weaknesses, standing before God, like Zechariah chapter 3. Yes, Joshua the high priest. Whilst performing before God, Satan was standing by him, accusing him because he was wearing filthy dress. The dress looks beautiful, maybe brand new outwardly, but spiritually it was filthy. Filthy. And dress represents character. Character, your inner life. Character. Beloved, we want to pray. We want to pray right now. We want to pray. I believe that your eyes have been opened. Say, Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for this revelation. I thank you for this revelation. I thank you for this revelation. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. Mama Joy, the connection is not clear. Somebody said the connection is not clear. The connection is not clear. Please, okay. So, Mama Joyce, when it becomes clear, let us know. Maybe I wasn't watching the line whilst I was talking. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please, I don't know. What is it, the network or the points that we are praying? Mama Joyce, let us know. When you make comment, please be clear so that we know. Yes. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
I am giving myself no rest.
I am giving myself no rest.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
For no rest.
For no rest.
I am giving myself.
I am giving myself.
No prayer rest.
No prayer.
No prayer rest.
No prayer.
No prayer rest.
No prayer rest.
No prayer rest.
No prayer.
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 No prayer rest.
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 I give myself.
I give myself. No prayer rest.
No prayer.
No prayer rest.
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 I give myself.
No prayer rest.
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 I give myself. No prayer rest. No prayer rest. No prayer rest. No prayer rest.
No prayer rest.
No prayer rest.
No prayer rest.
No prayer rest.
No prayer rest.
No prayer rest.
No prayer rest.
A change must come.
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 Must come.
Yes,
eternal Rome must come.
Eternal Rome
must come.
Eternal Rome
must come.
Eternal Rome
must come.
A breakthrough
must come.
The breakthrough must come.
The breakthrough must come.
The breakthrough must come.
The breakthrough must come.
The breakthrough must come.
The breakthrough must come.
The breakthrough must come.
The turnaround
must come.
Justice must come.
Yes, Lord.
Justice must come.
Justice must come.
Justice must come.
Justice must come. A turnaround must come. Yes, Lord, a change must come. A change must come. A change must come. Yes, a turnaround must come. A turnaround must come. Yes, Lord, justice must come. Justice must come. Justice must come in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, let's continue to declare a change must come in this situation. A change must come. A turnaround must come. A turnaround must come. Justice must come. Justice must come. Justice must come. A change must come. A positive change must come. It must come. A positive change must come. A turnaround must come. A turnaround must come. It must come in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, let it come. Let the change come, oh Lord. Let justice come. Let the turnaround come. We need it, oh Lord. The situation must change. This negative situation must change. This situation that is refusing to change must change now. There must be a change. There must be a turnaround. There must be a turnaround. There must be a turnaround. Let there be a change now. Let there be a positive change. Let there be a turnaround. Let there be justice. Let there be justice. Let there be justice. Let justice come. Let justice come. Let a change come. Let a change come. Let justice come. Let a turnaround come. Let there be a turnaround. Let there be a turnaround. Let there be a turnaround. Let there be justice, Lord. Let there be a change. We need a change. The situation must change. There must be a turnaround. A turnaround. In this situation that is refusing to change, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, let there be a change, Lord. There must be a change. There must be a turnaround. There must be a turnaround. There must be a change in the name of Jesus. A change must come.
A change must come. A turnaround must come. Justice must come.
Justice
answers must come.
Answers must come.
Solution must come.
Solutions
answers must come.
Answers
solution must come.
Ideas
answers must come. Solution must come. Ideas must come.
Ideas must come.
Ideas must come.
Ideas must come.
Connection must come.
The connection must come.
The connection must come.
The breakthrough must come.
The breakthrough must come.
The breakthrough must come.
The courage must come.
Yes.
The courage must come.
Yes, Lord.
Say, whatever I lack.
Whatever I lack.
Let it come.
Let it come.
Be supplied.
Let it be supplied.
Whatever I lack.
Whatever I lack.
Let it be supplied.
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 Let it be
supplied. Let it be supplied.
Let it be
supplied. Let it be supplied.
Let it be supplied.
Let it be
supplied. Let it be supplied.
Let it be
Let it be supplied.
Let it be
Let it be supplied.
Let it be supplied.
Let it be supplied.
Whatever I lack.
Let it be supplied.
Let it be supplied.
Let it be supplied.
Let it be supplied.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
A change must come.
A turnaround must come.
What I lack. Let it be supplied. What I lack.
Let it come.
What I
lack. I lack.
What let it come.
Let it come.
What I lack.
What I lack.
Let it come.
Let it come.
What I lack.
What I lack.
Let it come.
Let it be supplied.
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 Let it be supplied. Let it be supplied. What I lack. Let it be supplied. What I lack. Let it be supplied. 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 What I lack. Let it be supplied.
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 What I lack. Let it be supplied. What I lack spiritually. What I lack financially. What I lack maritally. what I lack physically, what I lack relationally, what I lack in business, what I lack in career, let it be supplied. Let it be supplied. Let my lack be supplied. Let what I lack be supplied. Let it 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 be supplied. In Jesus' mighty name. Wow, Mabel Foley, my own Mabel, you have done well. The way you have captured the points for me, colored form. Oh, hallelujah. I think this is your ministry. I've identified you now. Hey, you are going to do some work, eh? Yes, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, whatever you have promised me, oh Lord, whatever promises that I am standing on in your word, whatever you have said that I believe and I'm standing on and I'm sowing into, let it come. Let it come. Let it show. Let it manifest. Let it manifest. Let it come alive. 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 Let the testimony come. Let the testimony come. Let the testimony come. Let the testimony come. Let my expectation become real. 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 Let my dream come alive. 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 Let my good dream, let my positive dream come alive. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. Say, my Father in heaven, with the key of David, I invade the camp of Satan and the devil and their agents. I invade their camp with the key of David. I unlock any door that the devil has closed, any door that the devil has shut down. With the key of David, I unlock it. 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 Any breakthrough, any opportunity that the enemy has shut down, has shut down, has shut down, which will come to me with the key of David, I unlock. 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 I unlock, 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 I unlock with the key of David. Any area of my life that the enemy has shut down with the key of David, I unlock that area. I unlock that area. I liberate myself. I liberate myself. I liberate myself. Anything in my marriage that the devil has shut down, has shut down, has shut down. Any heart that the devil has shut down against me, any heart, any mind, somebody should write it for me. Any heart, any mind that the devil has shut down. My God, hey, hey, somebody should write it for Mabel. It has come again. Any heart, any mind that the devil has shut down against me. Any heart, any mind, any soul, any human being that the devil has shut down for me, has shut down for me, who should be a blessing to me with the key of David, I unlock that person. I unlock that heart. I unlock that mind with the key of David. I unlock. I unlock. I unlock. I unlock. I unlock the mind. I unlock that mind. I unlock the soul. I unlock that person. I unlock her. I unlock that heart. I unlock that heart. I unlock that heart. I unlock that heart. With the key of David, I unlock. I unlock any mind that has been shut down, any heart that has been shut down, any soul that has been shut down with the key of David. I unlock with the key of David. I unlock any heart that has been shut down, any heart that has been shut down, any soul that has been shut down, any destiny helper that has been shut down against me with the key of David. I unlock. In Jesus' mighty name. The Holy Spirit said, I should tell you this. Do you know how people are shut out of your life? Agents go and tell them bad things about you. Bad things about you. This person is like this. This person is like this. And you see, some of these people, they put themselves into some kind of ministry, especially prophetic ministry. They'll be telling you things. Please, people who tell you about people, be careful. People who tell you things about people, be careful. Listen to me. Me. I only take things that people tell me about people that I already know. I'm telling you. That I already know. So what you are telling me is a confirmation. And I don't use what I know about people against them. No. I rather pray for them. And let me tell you. When somebody comes to you and share with you a problem, share with you something, don't take it to go and gossip. I'm telling you, it is your responsibility. You have been given work. Heaven has written it down. You have been given assignment to do what? To do something, to pray or act. That was why God sent the person to you. Yes. You don't listen. Like we have it in our organization among pastors. That's why I'm very careful about pastors. Yes, you go, you are sharing something. Before you leave the office, immediately you open the door to come out, they pick the phone. They call somebody. Charlie, this your guy is going through things. Oh. This your guy too, have you heard? This your guy too. That's what they do. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. It's immaturity. I'm telling you. That's why, when you assemble some God, everybody will tell you the lies, my friend. I know who are my friends. I know who my friends are. Please, choose your friends. Let your friends choose you, but choose your friends. Somebody should write it down for me. Let your friends choose you, but choose your friends. Let your friends choose you. Let everybody choose you because of who you are. Look, I welcome everybody. You meet me, I am just one. I am just one. Yes, what I am, I am. I am quiet, but I am just free. You want to talk, I talk. You bring a topic, we share. I encourage you. So and so, that's all. So everybody, he's so and so. Oh, he's my friend. He's a very good friend. He's a good. But I know who are my friends. I'm telling you, I know those I really talk with. They are very few. They are very few. So please, be careful. What people tell you, that is one of the ways that good people are shut out of your life. Look, things have happened to people in the church that shouldn't have happened to them. It is later, sometimes I cry tears. It is later. People have died in the church those years. A lady I went to warn I said, leave this house. You have lost your mother. You have lost your brother in this house. God said you should leave this house. Please, find a place. And she was a manageress in a financial institution. It is not that she couldn't afford. A lady I celebrated, my God. She would just smile and say, okay, pastor. When she died, that was the first time I cried openly. Before I realized, when I went to, I just started crying. I've never cried, I've never wailed openly. I just thought I can shed tears, wipe my, but I just start, before I realized, before my former associate pastor, I was just wailing. It was later on, I heard, because somebody close to me has been going to her and telling her things. Yes, somebody I was working with. Yes, go to her and tell her things. Paint me black. Oh, pastor is like this. He doesn't care. He's like this. He's like that. And so she told the person and told about four people, me, I will never listen to this man. I will never listen to him. He comes to me. He talks to me. He tells me things. I don't mind him. I will never mind him. I'll be smiling as if I am interested, but I am not. I say, wow. And I investigated and I started getting to know more. I say, my goodness. And I was crying. If I were to know this, I wouldn't have cried. Hey, please be careful what you hear about people, especially your pastors and your pastors' wives, your spiritual authority. Be careful when people come to you and the church. They are telling you, as for this church, as for this person, as for, yes, you yourself should know. When you know the thing, there is a confirmation. And even what you know, pray. Pray until God tells you, leave that church. Leave that pastor. Find another spiritual authority. Because this is how good opportunities are shut. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Father in heaven. Anybody
that talks evil
about people to me.
Oh Lord.
Forgive me.
Anyone.
I have given my ears to.
Anyone.
I have given my ears to.
Against my pastor.
Against the church.
Against my spiritual authority.
Against the church.
Against your servant.
Against a fellow believer. Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me and have mercy on me. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
So you see, we destroy ourselves. We are delaying ourselves. I'm telling you, every problem in your life, start looking at yourself first. First. That's what I do. I examine myself first. Because you yourself, you are the problem. Look, your mentality, your mindset, your lifestyle, your language, the things you believe, the things you doubt, the things you don't believe, you are the problem. So as we pray, let this prayer change you. Say, my Father in heaven,
change me.
Change me. Let this prayer change me.
Let this prayer change me.
Let this prayer set me up.
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 Shakata kabayakata.
Yes, O Lord.
Let this prayer set me up.
Let this prayer set me up.
Let this prayer set me up.
Let this prayer change my situation.
Let this prayer change my circumstances.
Let this prayer cause
justice to come.
Let this prayer
bring a change. Let this prayer cause yourself to turn around in the name of Jesus Christ.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
With the key of David.
With the key of David.
I unlock
every blessing.
Every blessing
that as you enjoy.
That I should enjoy
this week
and this weekend.
And this weekend,
I unlock it.
Every blessing that is
every
mine
blessing
to be enjoyed
back for me
this weekend.
Yes, O Lord.
This weekend.
And the days ahead.
And the days ahead.
And the days ahead.
And the weeks
with
ahead.
With the key of David.
With the key of
with
David.
The key of David.
With the key of
I
David.
Unlock them.
I 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 unlock them.
Any opportunity.
Any opportunity.
That should be mine.
That should be mine.
Any breakthrough.
Any breakthrough.
That should be mine.
That should be mine.
Any open door.
Any open
that
door.
Should be mine.
That should be mine.
With the key of David.
With the key of
I
David.
Unlock it.
I 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 unlock it. I unlock it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I unlock your weekend for you.
Amen.
I unlock your holiday for you.
Amen.
And any door that the enemy has opened for you as a trap to fall into it, I shut it.
Amen.
With the key of David, I shut that door in your life.
Amen.
With the key of David, I shut that door.
Amen.
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 Every negative door, that the enemy has opened, for me, unknowingly. With the key of David, I shut it.
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 In my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord so much for this opportunity. I just want to announce to you a special program that the Holy Spirit inspired the 11th hour prayer parade that is taking place. We are doing a trial transmission, a test trial this week, a test trial. From next week is going to be about, okay, we will still be trying, but I think it's going to be 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11:30 a.m. The time, we are not sure yet. By Monday, we'll come out if the actual time, but now 11:30, because 11th hour, it must be within 11. Some people are suggesting that it should be 11:30 to 12:30, but actually it was supposed to be 30 minutes or 40 minutes just to cross the 12. So 12:10. But then some are already suggesting that the program is just a blessing. And so we are looking at it. This is the first time I'd ever had something and I never discussed with anybody on earth. After the crossover, we came to bed. We prayed and slept around 1 o'clock, 2 something. 5 o'clock, in fact, when I wake up, I look at the time first. I woke up, I think, 4:58. So as I was sitting, thanking God and meditating, 5:01, I heard, organize 11th hour prayer parade. Bring my people together to lift the victory banner of Christ over nations, over people, over situations. And as you lift the victory banner of Christ, all the powers around, behind the situation, they will start crumbling. And situations will change. Answers will come. I started writing. Then I said, God, I was just thinking, under normal circumstance, I do things with people who immediately I will call this person, I would have called the media, this is coming. How do we go about it? Because I like people's input. I am not an expert. So I like people to come in. I like teamwork. For the first time in my life, immediately, I was just praying. Even the lady pastor doesn't know. Nobody. I just went to my library. When it was 11, I just went there. Praying. I called one of the ladies around. Come and show me how to go online. On air. Facebook. You can tag the thing. 11:30, pam, I started. Nobody in my household. It was when I was online now that my children were outside and then they started, hey, daddy, you are online. So and so say yes. So and then they started sharing the link. So nobody should get angry at me. Pastor hasn't discussed this with me. So, please be yourself and become part of it. Let everybody come on board now. That's how God works sometimes. It's not everything you need to discuss with people. Once it is going, come on board. What you can also do to support it, what you can also do to make it better, come on board. So today, 11:30, 11th hour prayer parade is coming on. Facebook, prepare yourself for it. Your life will never be the same. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Before I continue, this evening, we are continuing with the prayer festival. The fasting continues on Saturday, half day. Saturday is half day. Weekends are half days. Weekend, half days. Half day. Weekends, half day. Have day. Give yourself to prayer. And then be focused. Do your work. And just be alert. Be alert for God. Yes, be alert for God. Write your dreams down and everything. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord make his countenance lift up his countenance upon you
and be gracious
unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord give you peace.
Amen.
May your day be a great blessing.
Amen.
All the enemies behind your situation, let them be paraded.
Amen.
In defeat.
Yes, Lord.
Let them be paraded in defeat.
Amen.
Let them be paraded in defeat.
Amen.
May God make you a shooting star.
Amen.
May God cause your star to shine the brightest.
Amen.
May you be the next to testify.
Amen.
To the glory of God.
I receive it.
In Jesus' mighty name. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.